Hi, Boyson. How are you today?
Hi, Paul. Good to see
It's really, really great to have you here and see you, and really excited about what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, me
You
too.
shared with me yesterday about this new article that's coming out in Men's Journal about a man who went through the weekend, and I read it twice now, and I'm really excited about what it says and these crazy cartoons that he's got in there and the way he addressed all these issues was very informational, but also just fun to read. So tell me about this. Tell me all about how this came about. Your role in communication is working really well. So talk to me a little bit about this, okay?
Yeah, well, first of all, this is it. So this is Men's Journal, September 2019, with Russell Wilson on the cover.
Hey, you
He's
know,
a
that's very special to me, by the way, Russell Wilson on the cover, given that I'm a Seahawk fan living in Seattle. So thanks for that part, too. I'm sure you must have made that happen.
You're welcome. And no, I had nothing to do with any much of what you're about to see. And the article, so what we got a full 3-page spread with multiple illustrations. The illustrations, I'll let you go and see. This is live now on the Men's Journal website as well. So you can actually go and read the article by a gentleman named Bill Heavey. And so this is a little bit of the backstory. So Bill's a career journalist. He's been a writer for a very long time. He's had an ongoing back page column in Field and Stream for more than a decade. So well known, and he's got kind of a folksy voice. And what I really liked about Bill when he and I first connected with this idea of his going to the New Warrior Training Adventure is that in his past articles, things that I've read by him, he's been very transparent. He was very transparent about periods of time when he's gone through depression, when he was facing his own divorce, when he was dealing with things in his own family. So he has a very kind of almost a New England-y kind of feel. Like, he's a little bit cynical, a little bit, like, what is this kind of thing? But he's also a man who, in interacting with him, had demonstrated that he's done some work. Like, and he's done over the last few years, he's been doing some other personal growth work, and he's been involved in things. So when Bill approached MKP and said, "Hey, I want to go to the New Warrior Training Adventure and write about it afterwards," there was a couple of conversations with his editor and conversations with some folks where he went through the weekend, and some wonderful internal communication snafus that went along with that. And we made the whole thing nice and messy so that Bill would get a real opportunity to see what the Mankind Project was like. And he wrote this article, and being who he is and being the way that he writes things, like, the whole article is coming from that place of, the kind of resisting the call, if we're talking about it in the hero's journey. Like, that's kind of that's how he tees up the article from the very beginning, is like, "Oh crap, I don't want to be here doing this."
Yeah, that New England cynic, it really showed up off and on through that article.
So it's kind of cynical, it's a little crass, but what's beautiful about it, and this is why I'm so happy it was Bill, so happy it was him, is that at the same time, is like, he's kind of on the one hand saying, "Well, yeah, this is really strange. This is really out of the ordinary. And there's something really profound happening here." And he has a, my favorite line in the article, he has a line where he talks about, this, it doesn't feel new agey or contrived. It just seems natural that this is what happens when men drop their bullshit. And I think that for me really sums up, what the article is about. And I'm an advocate for transparency for MKP with a lot of other men, a growing number of men, to say, "You know what? We can tell, yeah, I can tell a man everything that happens on the weekend. He's still not going to have any understanding of the ineffable experience of being there. And I think that Bill's writing kind of models that. Like, he tells us what happens, but there's something underneath that. It's like, and it feels like it felt right. It was like, this was the right thing. And he felt unburdened. So I'm really happy overall with this. And I'm super, super grateful to all the other guys who participated in helping make it happen, and to his editor, and MKP. Like, we've now got the New York Times in the last year. We've got our piece on Netflix in the Follow This series with Sacha Cool. We've got this Men's Journal article. We got our mention in Men's Health magazine 6 months ago. And there's some, and there's other pieces in the works right now that I'd be hesitant to, like, just kind of blurt out what else is in the works, but there's other pieces in the works that I'm really excited about.
Yeah. This must feel, well, before I go there, so you knew this man before that wrote this article? It sounds like you knew him, but if you didn't,
I got to know him.
You sure got a lot of information. So he really is a vulnerable man who was able to share all that stuff that you just shared with us. So
yeah, that, you know, when I get requests on a fairly regular basis saying, hey, I'm so-and-so, we want to send a film crew to the New Warrior Training Adventure, what do you think? And I've said no thank you to a number of requests. And more recently, I'll hold off on that because I do want to talk about something else as a kind of separate subject. But I got to know Bill a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you just must feel in your role in communications, you must just feel really excited about what's coming along. I know you've been working like crazy for years, and it feels like the timing right now is just perfect for this kind of exposure for us. And so I want you to feel as proud of yourself as I do, and I know others do, how putting us out like that is making such huge, huge difference. What's some of the other stuff you want to share?
Thank you. Yeah. What I feel really, really hopeful and excited about is the opportunities that I'm getting now, because so many men in MKP have gotten to a place where they're like, yeah, we need to open this work up. Mm-hmm. We need to invite as many men in to sit in circle and see what we do and have the experience. So the growing number of open men's groups that are listed across the country, and our use of Meetup, and the growing use of social media, and all these things are just creating more and more openness and transparency. Mm-hmm. One of the pieces that has led to is that I now have groups in several locations across the country and looking for more. If you want Atlanta, Georgia, I'd like a group in Atlanta, Georgia to step up for this. Where if somebody calls me and says, hey, we want to go to the New Warrior Training Adventure and film, I can say, no, thank you. Here's what I can offer you. We have a group of guys in New York City, in Los Angeles, in Washington, D.C., in Atlanta, Georgia, in St. Louis, in Chicago, in, you know, as many places as I can get, who are ready and willing to have your correspondent. And we would, you know, be choosy about who we would invite, but to have your correspondent come and sit and participate in a men's group. So we've now done this three times with MKP men's groups. So there are two other pieces in the works right now, one with healthline.com, which is now the largest online health resource out there, bigger than WebMD.
Mm.
So that was filmed last week. And then we have a piece coming with Voice of America International. So we had Genia, who is a Russian journalist, sat in a men's group in Los Angeles with Michael wow. Pierce and Steve Harper and those guys, and really got intimate. And really, she experienced the men's group. She went to some of these guys' houses and sat down with their families and had conversations with their families. And they'll be producing a piece. I'm not sure when that one's going to be coming out, but, you know, Voice of America, that's like 6.5 million people around the world who get Voice of America content all the time. So I'm really excited about that. And I think the more that we can do that, the more that we can say, yeah, we're an open book. Come in, sit down, let us show you what we do. Let you know, get the experience of being with men who are in their vulnerable emotions, who are in their authenticity, who are being accountable for their lives. And I think that's what's opening the possibilities for us, is saying, here we are, you know.
It's so important as part of our next steps to be doing exactly what you're saying. This opening up, showing who we are outside of our own circles in the world, that really invite people in. And I'm so grateful that there's so many men and more men growing into that awareness, because that is a key part of our next movement forward. So
yeah, I totally agree. And so there's the like yes side of it. And the other thing that I want to go to is, you know, I want you to go and read the Men's Journal article. So Men's Journal right today, it's on the front page. It's like, it's just three stories down or something like that on the front page of mensjournal.com. This article has some cartoons in it. So now let's take our cultural moment and look at it from a slightly different perspective. Like, what's this dude look like? What's this ripped dude look like? If we page through the magazine just to take a look at some of the other dudes who are featured in the magazine, you know, what we're going to see is what you would expect we would see, right? What you're going to see is ripped, buff, young, stoic. You know, there's not a whole lot of big toothy grins in this magazine. There's a whole lot of kind of serious man faces. The cartoons that they did, the illustrations that they did, which I'm sure Bill had nothing to do with magazines. They, you know, editors get to make the choices. But the cartoons that they did demonstrate where we are as a culture right now. So we're willing to go as far as talking about men's vulnerability. We're willing to get to the edge to say, yeah, maybe it's okay these days that men are able to express their feelings, that men are able to blubber.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That men are able to break down. Maybe it's okay. Maybe men need that. But at the same time, we're going to keep it at arm's length and kind of make fun of it at the same time.
Yeah.
So while we admit that there's a need for men to have community and to share and to be connected and to have the fullness of their hearts available to them, we're going to have to make fun of it at the same time. So you know, credit to them for having the guts to do this and publish this piece. And we still have a ways to go in terms of, you know, let's see a guy on the front of Men's Journal crying.
Yeah.
A real man. Let's see Dwayne The Rock Johnson on the front of Men's Journal crying. I know he does it. He's talked about it. Let's show it.
Yeah. Well, we're heading in that direction. It may take a while, but we're heading in that direction.
Yeah.
So thanks, Boysen, for everything, all that you're doing. We can find that magazine on some of the newsstands, I'm sure. Are there other ways that these men can get a copy of this?
Well, I mean, yeah, this is from Barnes & Noble. So if you have a local magazine seller or a local place that you can go to that keeps the stock of magazines, they're harder to find these days, but where this is going to end up, where Men's Journal ends up a lot, is in waiting rooms. So this is going to be in doctor's offices and dentist's offices and places all over the country where they'll have the National Geographic and they'll have the Men's Journal and they'll have Oprah Magazine and they'll have those. So I expect that this article is going to be getting a lot of reads by folks sitting and waiting for whatever kind of procedure. So
are we able to put out a link of any kind at any point where men can read that
I'm definitely good. Thank you, great question. I'm working on a piece right now. I'm doing a little write-up to thank Bill, to talk a little bit about what I've kind of talked about here, to publish on the mankindproject.org website. I will definitely link over to the magazine article on mkp.org, and you'll be seeing that on our social media as well.
Great. Well, thanks. Again, thank you. And thanks for being my friend and somebody who is the friend of all of us in MKP, making a difference for us. It really, really is big and really important. And thank you.
You're welcome. And acknowledgements to you, Paul. The kind of transparency that we need and the kind of connection to other organizations that I've seen you leading the way with, you know, you and Julian with Gender Equity and Reconciliation International and our collaboration there, our ongoing support of the Better Man Conference, mm-hmm. coming to three different places, these things. So I feel like the organization is in really good hands, and the fact that I get to be on regular phone calls now with four chairs, five chairs, six chairs of MKP USA, all in the same room at the same time, still putting their shoulders against the wheel, makes me feel good.
Yeah, thanks. That's another piece that you spoke to about where we're going next, is to get more collaborations with other organizations. And we're doing some great work with that. And thank you for recognizing that. So more to follow. Thanks, Boyson. We'll talk again soon.
Yes.